Hello, hello. It has been some time, all. It has been 2 months since I last posted something, and today we're going to talk about my miscarriage story. And was I ashamed of it? Oh, yeah, 100%. I was ashamed. I had the classic signs of self-loathing, depression. Hello, my cat. My cat decided to join us today. Tassie, don't do that. I love you, Tassie. I found out around late September, early October, that I was pregnant last year in 2020, COVID baby. Actually, no, it's not really a COVID baby. I was going through fertility treatments and I thought it was going to take a long time. I thought it was going to take 6, 7, even a year before I got pregnant. And I was super shocked. I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. And I have videos of my reaction with Daniel and my sister-in-law. I kept watching those during my process of my miscarriage and just feeling like pure and utter sadness. It was to the point where I thought that the best way to get over the process of losing my dead embryo or dead child inside of me was to delete those videos. All right, let's dive into the day that I found out I was having a miscarriage. It was a Sunday, November 15, 2020, and I woke up that morning. And I was like, "Man, I TMI. There's something wrong." And when I checked myself, I was showing signs of women go through is sometimes you bleed. Sometimes you bleed and you're still pregnant. And my bleeding was a little not normal because I was spotting for a couple days before that, but this time I was like, "Okay, I need to wear a pad." And I went to work. I just had revealed to one of my coworkers that I am pregnant, and I'm not certain because I wasn't certain from the very beginning. I'm not certain if I'm losing it. I just like have a feeling that I am, but that's why I'm so out of it, and I apologize. That night, I was bleeding really, really badly. And my sister-in-law just came home from work. In a way, we both were kind of stressed out. So she took me to the emergency room. And I was admitted around like a little after like 11 p.m. sometime. When I finally saw the doctors, they pulled my blood. And then they did like, I want to say they did kind of like an ultrasound on me. And they were basically looking around to see if there were signs like something's wrong. Like maybe I have a giant cyst or just like what's going on. We waited in there, I don't know, 45 more minutes, and just like me and her, just like I'm just trying to be funny. I'm like extremely funny the entire time because that's how I stress out. I act up and I joke around and I'm trying to, and I could see my sister-in-law's face and how she and I both knew something was just, it wasn't gonna be good. Doctor walks in, tells me, "So you're supposed to be about like 8 to 9 weeks." And right, so the HCG is what they pull from your blood and they inspect it to see like how far along you are. My HCG that night, I want to say, was around like 600 something. That's very little, very little. I just sat there kind of stunned because he showed me the chart too. He said, "Look, if you are technically 8 to 9, you should be within like 10,000, 20,000, whichever one the actual count is." But I was not. And he says that based off of what he saw in the image, yes, I have the little sac in there, but something about the stem where the little baby would have grown, it didn't grow and it just kind of stopped around 5 to 6 weeks. It was done growing and that was it. First, I'm being funny. Now I'm being serious. Now I need to know what my steps are, what my expectations are. And I asked him, "What am I to expect?" And he said, "If tomorrow, the day after that, or the day after that, within the week from today, if you feel pain, if you feel the classic sign of a painful miscarriage, you have to come back or please come back to the emergency room and we may have to do the C and D surgery, or you can take the medicine that helps you basically get rid of it." I chose not to worry about it. I chose to go home. He left the room and I just started bawling my eyes out. I called Daniel and checked on him because his sister had texted him and told him that I was basically having a miscarriage. And it was devastating for him. So our friends Stephanie and Steve raced over to be with him while we were trying to get to him. Oh, my cat. Oh, my cat. I love you, my fluffy, buffy cat. When we got there, Daniel was in a state of devastation and shock. And he just sat there and my friend Stephanie was in the kitchen cooking salmon. Because one of the things that we do, and this is just, I want to say this is like maybe an Asian cultural thing, is when someone is hurting and they're your loved one, friends, family, whatever they may be, we cook. So she was cooking for him. And I think she made tea for herself. And they hung out for a little bit and then they left. And I scheduled some time with Stephanie because I needed to go see my OBGYN and I needed to pull my blood to see if there is a continuation of decline in my HCG. And so she took me on Wednesday, that following Wednesday, to there, and they pulled my blood and we decided, or rather I decided, hey, I'm hungry. Let's go get some burgers. So we went to a well-known burger joint. And we ate those burgers. It was super good. But suddenly I started to feel pain. And she's like, should we go back home? I was like, no, it's not that bad. It feels like cramping. Maybe this is, you know, part of the process of the miscarriage. She goes, okay. I was able-bodied. We went to a grocery store. Because I was like, I'm being emotional. I'm going to have snacks. I squatted down. And I felt something just different. Like I was having a really bad period. I was like, and I got up and I was like, Stephanie, I need to go to the bathroom. This is part of the miscarriage. Maybe I am finally going to lose it. So she drove me back to my place. As soon as I got out of the car, I felt like something just like moved out of me. I just had given birth to my dead, I don't know what it's called, the sac, the sac where the dead baby's in it. Like that's, I gave birth to it, getting out of my friend's car. Am I ashamed of my story? Absolutely not. Was I ashamed of it before? Not really. I thought it was really funny, like a funny story between me, my friends, and my loved ones that knew about how I had my miscarriage. I'm not scared now. Everyone has their own stories. Everyone is affected differently with their miscarriages. Do I feel there is a form of courage that comes with the experience? 100%. I feel more courageous. I can handle it if it happens again to me. I feel like I know what to do now and what to expect, and I know how to deal with my emotions. I know how to feel, and when I feel it, I'm going to say it's okay. That's how you feel, and that's how you're gonna feel for a little bit when you're doing other things. Unfortunately for some women, they do feel so much trauma from it and for an extended amount of time, and it is up to them to either seek help or it's up to them to eventually resolve those emotions with themselves at their own pace. I resolved my emotions at my own pace and my own time, and here I am, pregnant once again.
Time to start a new brew.